Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Hello. And this is Reverend Don Bliss coming to you from beautiful Florida. And with me is Sir Ed Hubbard, who is handling the board and is with us tonight, and the Right Reverend Lori Denman and Sonny the dog. Hi, Sonny.
Yes, well, we're happy to hear Sonny.
Yes, indeed. And this is the Corellian Family Hour. And it's our first Corellian Family Hour in a while, but we are on the air.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and this is a special, it's inspirational, I guess, because we're going to do that, and because we want to talk about the Witch School special. We've really kind of completed the site in a lot of ways.
Yes, indeed.
Cool beans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, it was a lot of work.
And we have Lori with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hello, Lord Don.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about
Lori.
It a little bit? So. So why don't we go ahead and talk about it a little bit. Everybody's been working for a long time. It's been, I guess, a process of 2 years, I guess, from my understanding, from the beginning of this.
It was about 2 years old.
And I guess this morning we got a basic announcement that the site for all practical purposes are up and running, and anything that comes out of here is just general maintenance and keeping it moving.
Yes, sir. As long as something else doesn't break, but yes, we are down to cosmetic changes at this point, I think.
Yay.
And so can you tell us a little bit about it? Can you guys talk about it?
Well, it's been like we said, it's been a long journey. We found the programmers through a third party, more or less programming matchmaker company, and we researched them, and they weren't the cheapest ones, but we really felt like they were the ones that could make this a reality for us. The website is a very, very deep website. It has a lot of triangulation between moving parts, and it has a lot of features, so it was not an easy build, and it took us a year and about 4 or 5 months to actually get to the point where we could start testing things. And in September of last year, we solicited some diehard witch schoolers to join our testing team. We had about 25 people that we started banging on the site. And when we got it to a point where we thought things looked fairly decent, we about 6 weeks before we had started giving notice to the students that we would be shutting down the old site because it's a dynamic site, so every time a student logs on and answers a test question or registers for a class or a mentor enters a grade, it changes the student database. So we had to actually freeze everyone out of the system. And we had hoped it would be a couple weeks, but, you know, it didn't turn out that way. But we did get it back up before a month. We tried to do a soft launch where we really didn't tell anybody we were back up. But our students had been chomping at the bit to get back in there. So they became our, you know, we had had alpha testers, but they became our beta testers. And as they discovered glitches, we would get with the programmers to get things fixed. Finally, by the end of the year, the majority of the functionality was there, and the majority of the glitches were fixed. So we went into a maintenance phase. But it's been a very intense maintenance phase because the site is so complex that when they would fix one thing, something else would break. There's a triangulation that goes on between the student who comes on the site and registers for a course and then requests a mentor for that course. The course is part of what we call a subcategory, so all of the requirements for that group of classes, like first degree or herbalism or whatever it is, are lumped together in subcategories. And mentors are assigned to those subcategories and to students, but they're not assigned to the classes, even though they've taken all the classes. So that caused great confusion with the programmers. I've come to the realization that I'm going to have chiseled on my tombstone, mentors teach subcategories, they don't teach classes, so that we can keep the programmers focused on where the triangulation needs to take place. But I think we've got it pretty much under control now. We're doing some cleanup of some data that they could not bring over from the old site in the mentor list and the student list, but that's about it. And we've gotten the majority of the active mentors cleaned up. We built in a lot of new features and enhanced some old features. We didn't want it to just be a new look. We wanted it to be a new experience. So we've added the ability for students and mentors to message each other on the site. We've added the ability for students with a free basic membership, you can register for up to 5 classes at a time, and with a supporting membership, you can register for up to 8. But we've given them ability to mark favorites in the course catalog. So as they finish one class, they can go back and look at their favorites and see what they want to take next without having to pour through the whole course catalog again. We have a very, very, very robust library of PDF books that students can basically download any of these PDF books and use it to further their research on any of the topics they might be taking at the school. We have a chat room, and we encourage people to use the chat room. The more people that use it, the more active it will be. So a lot of features built in, a lot of features for the mentors. They can now accept or reject a student online that doesn't have to go through a dean of mentors to get assigned a student. We have a staff page that has a wide variety of our mentors featured. So that if you are new to the school and you don't know who anybody is and you want to try to find the mentor that personally clicks with you, you can go to the staff page and read up on them, and then you can select your own mentor. You can change your own password. That was not a feature we had on the old site. trying to think, Lord Don, what are the, some of the other features that we have added?
There are many things that have been upgraded. And I think that people will enjoy them. A lot of them are mentioned in the announcements that that play on the site. Not all of them by any means, but yes, we made many, many improvements.
Yeah, if you're a returning student, the new site does not operate very much like the old site at all. Plus, any new students that just want to learn how to navigate the site, after you access your dashboard, when you log in, there is a calendar page. If you have any events that you want us to list on the calendar, we'll be happy to do that. And at the top of that calendar page, there are scrolling announcements. And a lot of these are general information. They're based on questions that I get as Dean of Mentors or Dean of Students. And they also, a lot of them have embedded links that you can watch videos of how to navigate the site. So how do I register for a class? How do I request a mentor? How do I drop a class? You know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
How do I see my completed classes so that I can brush up on the material? That sort of stuff. Why is my test being delayed? Well, all of our courses have a built-in test delay so that you can master the material, get familiar with the material, do additional research in the library, whatever you want to do. But we control the pace at which you can take the class. So the announcements are a really good place to start if you're new to the site. The basic construction of the site, it's really two parts. The main site, when you first access the website, there's a main page, and in that there are daily videos that change. There's three of them a day that we have up there. I think one of them is static and the other two are rotating out frequently. There is a page that you can learn about which school, who we are, what we do, how we got started. There's the staff page. There's the course catalog pages. And there's frequently asked questions where you can look through things that people have been asking over our two decades of time. There's a link to the Daily Spell, which is our social site. And then there's the Terms of Service. These are the covenant that we all agree to as part of which school. There's a link there if you want to teach a class, what's required to teach a class. And then the staff pages that I've already talked about. And also a sponsors page. If you want to advertise to our students, we do accept advertising. And it's not a pop-up kind of advertising that gets in the student's way. It's a banner at the top of a page. And so it's very unobtrusive, but it's very prominent on the site. And then so once you've explored the main site, then we get into what we call the dashboard. And the dashboard is your personal part of the website. It's set up for the roles that you have, whether you're a student or a mentor or dean or faculty, admin. And there's a left-hand menu, and that left-hand menu gives you many, many options. It allows you to mark your favorites and look at your current and completed courses, get your transcript, messages, notes, chat the library. And quite a bit, there's a glossary where you can look up terms, just all sorts of things that students and that.
Yes, indeed.
So I think one of the biggest things is so the change of looks. I mean, we went from very whimsical to a much more modern look.
Well, you know, the school has had a number of looks over the years. The very first look for Witch School, which only the oldest students will remember, was black and purple. And had a little touch of Harry Potter about it, because that was back in the Harry Potter era. And then we moved to blue and gold, and we went through a couple of iterations in blue and gold. The new site is white with purple, and it's a much cleaner look than previously, a much, I believe, more contemporary look, and arguably a more serious look, a less whimsical look. I think we would have to say that. But it puts the emphasis more on the information.
Mm-hmm. It's a cleaner look.
Yeah.
It's clean.
It's definitely a very clean look. And but we do have our familiar logo in the corner. One of our familiar mm-hmm. logos. And so it's not a total departure from our past. I mean, it's white and I guess we'd say violet. A very dark blue.
It was
depends
a special
on
blue. We had to find it for the programmers.
Yeah, we had to help them. In that, as in many things, but they came. So
I wasn't let you finish time.
Oh, they came through very well with many many things. It was not an easy site for them to do, and we're fairly certain that when they first looked at it, they did not realize how complex it was going to be. And I don't know if even the students realize how complex the site is, how deep it is, how much information it actually contains, and most importantly, how interactive it actually is. Rebuilding it was a major undertaking. It was not a simple thing. I know it seemed like it went on forever and ever and ever. But it was not just a simple little site.
We have over 12,000 pages of information on the site. So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And we have, over the two decades we've been in existence, we're almost up to 280,000 accounts have been created. We're at 279,538, not that I'm counting or anything. and we do have students from 185 countries. So that
we do.
One of the huge improvements that we made is that you can pick the language that you want the website to be displayed in. There's over 100 languages that you can pick. And on some of them, there's variations. Like Chinese, we have the simplified and the traditional. And there's Burmese. You know, you name it. It is there.
Yes, indeed.
So we no longer have to have a team of translators slowly and painfully translating individual courses for us. Whatever language is your native language that you're comfortable with, I think you'll probably find it on Witch School, and it will automatically translate the whole site for you.
Yes, indeed.
That was a big one.
Right, and so that's going to have, so it's now more translated, so it has a universal translator on it of sorts. It has things like that. and people can see the catalogs. You have a number of free classes, extensive classes that are free, and then a lot more classes for the more serious minded.
Well, we have quite a mixture of courses. You know, we always have had this free basic membership, and we always will. And with that, there's 36 classes that you can take. And when we decided what was going to be in the free basic, we tried to get a smattering of everything. So we have everything that you need to complete the first degree Karelian priesthood. But we also have things like introduction to wands and goddess and god courses and spell crafting courses and grimoires and pagans and the law and how to write spells, living a Wiccan life, which is a 48-week course. If you take the test every time it's available, divination, like the Karelian alphabet, numerology, meditation, classes about the tools of the craft, the athame, and how to use the arts and call quarters, herbalism, quite a few herbalism, tarot Hecate, tarot courses. So there's a little bit of everything in there to give people a taste of the website. And if you're a new member, you get a 3-day full trial so that you can see the whole site. And then in addition to those 36 courses, there's another over 100 courses that expand into every area that you could think of. Very serious things like rites of passage to whimsical things like unicorns, seances, and aromatherapy, and working with crystals, how to write a ritual, dream working, a lot of different pantheons of gods to learn about, kitchen witch stuff like magical cooking. So there's quite a wide variety of classes, including the rest of the degree courses for the Karelian tradition, where you could become second and third degree priesthood.
Yes, indeed.
And that's
when you go to the card catalog, the class catalog, you can click each individual class and it will give you an overview. It will give you a short synopsis of what the class is about. So you can read a little bit more in depth than just what's on the front page of the course itself.
One of the things I think people don't understand about the new site, one of the biggest shifts is that going from being, you know, just a small not-for-profit online website that happened to work with the Karelian tradition in a lot of ways to get you a clergy status through that, to becoming a full-fledged seminary, which it means it's integrated with the entire program. I think that's a big shift for people, and I don't know that people know what that means to a large degree. And for people who don't understand, it means it's actually, at some point in the future, the witch school could actually start offering degrees at some point or work with other systems to actually keep advancing their education. That sort of long-term commitment that witch school has made to education. I think that's I don't think people understand that well enough. Yeah.
You know, we treat it like a college now, like your transcript is sacrosanct, and we very much try to emulate the operational model of a college. We have deans that are in charge of different areas of the school. We have transcripts that are your permanent record. Whatever you do is there, good, bad, and ugly. You're a 4.0 type of student, they're all there. If you've had to take the course over or so, it's there too. Don't feel bad. I had to take calculus 3 times in college. So it is very much organized and managed and presented as a college level organization as far as how we process. Now, you don't have to be college age to join us. We do accept students that are 13 years and up, and we have mentors that enjoy working with young people and will take them on as students. So, you know, anybody at any stage of their life can join Witch School. I frequently see seniors that have been all their life in the path or have been recently come to the path. It's just very diverse student population. But they all find something that keeps them coming back. And we are very, very happy in that. Our goal is to keep new material coming as quickly as we can and make sure that we've got something for everyone.
Yes, indeed.
So this gives us a really kind of a look to get running. So this is a time for you guys to basically help refer your friends. You know, I think the first thing everybody needs to do, if you're listening to this and haven't been on Witch School for a while, sign back in. Make sure you know, check out your account. Make sure you like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that, refer your friends into it. And third, if you have not done it before, after you refer your friends and you've really checked in, you should buy a membership.
Yes,
that's how the site gets supported.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
If you're a returning student, do me a favor. If you know you don't have access to the email account that your WSI account is tied to, don't request a password reset. Because it will go to that email address that you no longer have access to. Email support@witchschool.com, and we can get you back into your account with a temporary password reset, a manual one. We have, like I said, we have almost 280,000 students, but a very small percentage of them actually financially support the website because we offer so much for free. It's 35 classes is a lot to go through. But with the new site, we had to expand and improve our speed of our servers and expand the capacity of our servers. We now have a maintenance contract with the programmers that has to be paid. So every supporting membership is a true blessing to us. And with that supporting membership, like I said before, you get to take more classes at the same time. You also have access to our large, we have dozens and dozens of highly trained mentors. Not only have they all completed the coursework that they're mentoring, but they've also gone through a extensive several-month process of taking training to become mentors. And so not only do they know what they are teaching, but they also know how to teach it. To make sure that you have the most positive experience that you can have. So there are no paid staff at Witch School. What we get from subscriptions goes for infrastructure, and it is what keeps us going. If it wasn't for our subscribing members, we would not be able to do what we do. So if you have the wherewithal and you would like access to those additional over 100 courses, please consider a membership. We have 3 membership levels. One is a monthly membership, and that is $20 a month. We have a 6-month membership for $100, so you're basically getting a month free. And then we have a 1-year membership for $180, so you're getting 2 months free. So we try to give you a little price break there for a longer-term commitment. But our subscriptions are what allow us to exist.
That's terrific. So do we have anybody special who wants, you had a pretty big crew helping you throughout this process.
So the one that I really want to call out is Reverend Lori Blackman. I don't think we could have done what we have done without her. The reason we needed a new website is a lot of stuff was broken on the old website. And pictures were missing, and videos were missing, and content was not stable. So when we came over to the new site, we had a team of 5 or 6 editors that looked at and edited courses. Lady Anna in the UK was very helpful. Bowen Bars was very helpful. Chad Blackman was very helpful. But after a while, most people went back to their normal lives, whereas Reverend Lori rolled up her sleeves and basically owned editing. The only thing I had to do was report issues to her, and she got it done and got them fixed. Not saying there aren't any more out there, but again, 12,000 pages of stuff that had to be, in many cases, edited and reformatted and lovingly massaged. So she was integral in getting this website up. She has also served as a backup to me as Dean of Students and has really allowed me to have some semblance of a life. I did get to go on vacation with my family in December for a couple weeks. So in recognition of her dedication to the school, she has been promoted to Assistant Dean of Students, and we are truly, truly blessed to have her. So this is not the only hat she wears for the tradition. She has her own temple, and she is also press secretary for the tradition. So she's got quite a lot on her plate as well.
Absolutely. So that's it, folks. I mean, Don, anything that you have to say?
Well, you know, since the start of the school, we have always been about accessibility and connection between people. We started the school partly because people had difficulty in those days finding teachers, finding good information, and we wanted to make it available to anyone who desired to learn, and that is still really our guiding thought. And the new site makes that easier, makes it even more accessible, and it is a wonderful way, I think, for people to not only to learn, but through the site and through our social platforms to connect with one another from all over the world. And we have people all over the world. And it's a very large, very welcoming community. It is a newly rebuilt site with improved features, and I think that people will enjoy the new site very much. But in the end, it's still all doing the same thing we've always done, which is make good information accessible to people, make community accessible to people as broadly as we possibly can. And that is our goal for now and for the future. And we try to use the new technologies that come along to improve that accessibility, and we certainly will continue to do so. So although we've just rebuilt the site, we will always be trying to improve it, to expand it, and to offer more to our student body.
And I think what kind of sets us apart from other online learning opportunities are our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful mentors. They put a personal face on the digital offering. They work closely with their students. They have constant contact with them, answer all their questions. They challenge them to think outside the box. They really allow the student to have a true spiritual journey and a true journey in witchcraft to allow them to maximize their own potential. So our mentors, I think, are the backbone of everything that we try to accomplish at Witch School.
Well, folks, there you have the beginnings. Today is marked a really important day. I wanted to be able to mark it. And Pagan Tonight Radio is sponsored by and supported by the members of Witch School. I know people don't realize that. So one last thing. So Witch School not only supports their site, but activities such as the Pagan Tonight Radio Network and Magic TV are all
yes,
projects of the Witch School system.
And the Daily Spell.
And the Daily Spell, which is we have some pretty extensive aspects of it. And so we work to reach out to it. And, we have a lot of social media. So if you can't find us here, Witch School, you check it out on Twitter. We're out there on Twitter. We're out in all these social media. And all of it is to bring you a good quality education.
Exactly.
And community.
And especially community. I think that's one of the things I think that people are going to find different when they start seeing it. I know there's a lot out there now, and there's a lot of things calling themselves, we're a witch school, and they're doing things. But we have a lot of distance. So during this period of time, one of the things that Witch School does better than anyone else is give you a quality education from your home. We've been an online teacher right from the beginning of 2001. And I think that's an important aspect. You want to talk to that, Don?
Well, we offer an anyone, anywhere, anytime education because it is accessible online. And, back when we started this, there was no one else doing that. Witch School grew out of the Daily Spell, actually, which was already offering the lessons a little bit earlier. And we found them so popular, we felt we needed to build the school to accommodate the number of students who were interested. At that time, it offered an unprecedented level of access to this kind of information, but it still does. Today, there are all kinds of resources online and all around, but very few of them are as deep as what we offer. We started with a great deal of material, and 20 years later, there's much more than we began with, and there's only going to be more in the future. And one of the things that is important about an organization that's been around for a while is that it does grow cumulatively over the years. The experience grows, the material grows, and the benefit that our students get has grown over the years because the system has continued to mature. And because it's been there that many years, you can rely that it will be here for many years to come. We have shown our stability, and we have shown that we will be here. So if you if you choose to take a membership, you can rest assured that that membership is not going to go anywhere as long as you continue to use it. Because we have been here. We have faced many different online challenges over the years. The great hacking some years ago that sent our programmers into all kinds of contortions to survive, but we did. And so, yes, there are many other there are many other schools, and I'm sure they're good for what they are, but we are the one that has been here and which has the most experience in offering you that anyone, anywhere, anytime, online magical education. And I think that experience makes a huge difference in what you will find at which school.
Very much so.
All righty, folks. So that's witchschool.com. And so with that, I think we covered it.
I think we have. I think we have given a pretty good overview of the improvements to the site.
Mm-hmm.
And how much work went into the improvements to the site. And Reverend Laura, you have done a wonderful job in overseeing this. And you've survived.
I have.
It kind of became your life for a while.
It has been my life just about nonstop for the last year. In addition to my job and, you know, occasionally seeing my children, friends, but 6 a.m. meetings with the programmers in Pakistan. That's something that I'm glad is probably behind us.
Yes, I have to agree. Or should I say, yep.
Yep. Yeah, we did that daily for a long time. We're down to twice a week now, so I think we're winding down. Yeah, it's been a long haul, and you know, hats off to you and Lady Stephanie for hanging in there and being at every one of those meetings, making the decisions and guiding us along the way for policy, because we couldn't have stayed this organized without your influence.
Well, thank you. It's been a journey. You know, when we decided that we needed to rebuild the school, I don't think any of us realized just how big a job it was. It wasn't only the programmers who perhaps thought it would be faster than it was. But when you look at what this site offers, when you look at the depth of the site, the mechanisms of the site, it really isn't surprising that it was such a complicated job. But we've done it. And
we did.
And we are equipped for a new day in the history of Witch School.
And I hope it will be a very long time before we ever have to do it again.
Well, I think it will be some time.
I think we're approaching it a little differently this time, in that because we do have a maintenance contract that allows for enhancements, we don't have to wait for a major site rewrite to do an improvement. We've got programming staff on tap to do any enhancement that we really want to accomplish. And I think that's completely different than where we were before.
It's certainly different from where we had been for some time. And, you know, technology will continue changing, it will continue expanding, and we certainly will continue adapting to new technologies. But I do think that this rebuild will stand for some time. We've always been great believers in using every technology available to improve what we offer, and that will certainly continue in the future.
There you go. Well, then, there you go. I think
So,
there's a lot more in that last bit than I thought. But it's a big site, and I think that people have enjoyed it. And it is a global site that now is easily translatable, easy to register. If you are coming back to the site and you know your website's not going to work or your email's going to work, please hit support@witchschool.com. But sign back up, tell your friend, become a member, explore the site, and then share the site. The last thing we can ask you to do is share the site. There are so many different public places to share the site. We can use the help in sharing it.
Absolutely. And if you have enjoyed your Witch School experience, help us to offer it to still more people so that they can enjoy it as well. You know, when Sir Ed, Lisa, and I were first setting Witch School up all those years ago in my kitchen, I don't know if we quite anticipated that one day we would be sitting here going through a Witch School audio platform promoting the rebuilt site and all the other things that that the system offers. But it has continued growing throughout its history and will continue to grow as it goes into the future. And I don't think sitting here tonight that we can necessarily anticipate what the Witch School offerings will be like in 20 years from now, but I'm quite confident it will still be here 20 years from now.
I will disagree with a little bit about that. So, but in the sense that we did, we envisioned it. I can tell you where we're going to be in 20 years. I do. I can tell you exactly where we're going to be. We're going to be at the edge of latest technology, which means we're going to evolve.
Yeah.
We're going to evolve with AI. We're going to evolve with all of that, but it will take time. And and as far as the audio goes, we were doing radio before Witch School. I mean, people don't realize how much we've done that has been, you know, predictive. And I believe that we're still. And I still to this day believe that we will be eventually a platform that will be offering K-12 education. I think within the next I think the next generation will be offering everything, every type. You know, the next step is to become more college based. And I bet you 20 years from now we'll be doing a lot of K-12 stuff. I think we're going to be a lot more at the center than people think.
I would have to agree with that. Yeah.
Because when we first started, we told everybody we were going to become very college-like, and everybody laughed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're being modest idea that we saw. But that's okay.
You make a good point, but no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So there's a little bit of a lag when we do these things. But you make a good point that when Witch School was first beginning, Most others scoffed at the idea, but all these years later, it's another matter. And so when we talk about expanding from K to 12 education in one direction and collegiate education in the other, I don't know that people would scoff at the idea now.
No, no, I guarantee it. And there's a lot more yet to come.
Yes.
Alrighty, folks. With that, say good night, everybody. And
good night, everybody.
And let us enjoy Witch School, and let us know what you think, and watch for PagansTonight.com, where we get a lot of information. And where we're putting some of the audio components of our school. So blessed be everybody. And of course you would react that way. And Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and may you bless
us. You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans.